At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Yeah, I'll do it live. Yeah, hold on. Hold on a second. Let me put these nuts in my mouth.
He's literally putting nuts in his mouth. It's two nuts.
I think those are peanuts.
No, those are balls.
You take the board, man. You do this one.
No, those were testicles.
Guys, we are the 1, 2, 3 sore losers.
We screwed up.
What up, everybody? I am Lunchbox. What? We screwed up?
Yeah, go ahead.
I know the most about sports, talking the sports facts, my sports opinions, because I'm pretty much a sports genius.
What's up, everyone? I'm Eddie, and I know the least about the sports, but I'm your average sports fan, your sports watcher. Don't know the who's who's, and I don't know the what's what's.
What's up, y'all? It is Cesar Raymundo from the North. There ain't nobody that's going to outbeat me, outshoot me, outhunt me, outsuck me. Baby, I can do it all. I live on the west side of Nashville, guys. Over here.
Yeah, no, that proves my point. We
I mean, Ray, 10 seconds before we went on, you said, are we going to do the intro? And we said, yeah. And you said, okay. And then you did it, and you didn't do the intro.
It's okay. It's our fault. We waited too long to start the podcast.
Yeah, I mean, I know we were sitting in there talking to Hillary about her last day and just kind of talking, and Ray is over there having steam come out of his ears like, dude, I don't want to be here all damn day. But I'm just wondering what happened in that 10 seconds there.
He put nuts in his mouth and it all went down.
The nuts
there.
In my mouth, referring to Arnold, an invisible person, threw me off. Here you go. Here is the intro.
It all started when a dumbass met another dumbass, and they met another dumbass. And they became the dumbass trio, the end.
Also, can you answer the question? Because I saw a lot of complaints on Facebook that they do love Would You Rather, but the sound effects are a lot louder than us talking.
So whoa. Are you saying that the sound engineer, our sound professional guy, is not doing his job right?
No, I'm asking him, is there a reason? Is that just something that we can't control, or is that because we have it up high?
No, I usually have them perfect. So like the bleep, I make it so it's the perfect amount. Like, I don't know what the they're talking about. That ends up being the same level as us.
That was good.
So if there was something that was really loud, it might have been a random clip. Simon Levive, I haven't been used to hitting those, so maybe those were a little hotter.
Okay.
But
I'm not sure what they're referring to, because like they weren't specific.
Hi, coaches, here is Simon Levive. I hope you're doing well.
It doesn't, but it actually records in pretty hot. So that one, actually, I need to ride down there.
Okay, so maybe it sounds normal in our headphones, but when we're recording in, it's a lot different.
But also, I did make a promise, and I do need to admit to this, guys. I cheated. But I promised Sore Losers Chris. I told him I was going to get on the Facebook page. I did. We shook hands. We toasted glasses. We ate at the Mexican restaurant.
Don Julio's.
And I told him that I was going to get on the Facebook page.
Ray, I would like to tag along with your apology as well. I would like to apologize to Chris. I sat there across from him at Don Julio's, looked him in the eye, and I said, Chris, I will do better. I will get on your Facebook page more often, and I have not.
So, Lunchbox,
so I'm sorry.
me saying that was a bold-faced lie, and I'm actually now retracting that statement. I'm not going to get on the Facebook page because of what you just said. The sentence, they were complaining on the Facebook page.
No, they weren't complaining. No, there was a thread up there that said, because we read the tweet last podcast saying that we sucked a lot lately, that our podcast
has
been...
one tweet.
That's what I'm saying.
That's why you don't highlight the negative tweets.
So what I'm saying is people are at... There was a thread on the Facebook page saying, hey, do you think they have sucked lately? And everybody's like, no, I think it's been great. It's been hilarious. And just one of the things they were saying is...
One person...
is that the sound effects are a little loud, that they have to turn it up and down. That's it.
Look,
that's all they were saying.
You all have to stop looking at the one person that says something negative and look at the one person that says something and then it's followed by, like, you know, 30 thumbs ups.
And I'm going to agree with this on with Eddie. Did you guys know Yelp is only made up of the smallest percentage of people in all of the world in America? So when you go to Yelp to get a review... it is by one small sect.
Thank you, Ray. I will hang up and listen.
Guys.
Look.
Yes, I agree with you on that because last weekend, my wife and I, we were going to somewhere other side of town and we were like, oh, we don't know any restaurants over here. We looked some up and she found one on Yelp, 4.5 stars. We go and it was trash.
I would prefer
it was
five.
Not good at all. And we were like, I wouldn't go back there.
You wouldn't go back.
Basically, I might as well eat trash. And she was just like, I don't understand how people rated that 4.5 stars. And it had a lot of reviews. We're like, it wasn't good. So you're right. Yelp is, I feel like Yelp is, a lot of employees of the restaurant go on there and rate it high so people will go into that restaurant.
What about the ones that trash it? When you go to Yelp and there's just a bunch of people saying it's terrible, don't go here.
Well, then they're just outweighed by, there's not enough employees to outlast those people.
Got it.
See, and that's the thing. I believe there are some employees in the mix because I went to eat with my wife, had a very easy day at work the other day. So I said, hey, sweetie, come here, sweet tits. Let's go to dinner. So
we
went to-
You call your wife that?
Yeah. So I said, let's go to dinner. And boy, did we ever go to dinner. So we go to this Italian spot and we're yelping.
Oh, Olive Garden.
Yes. And she's saying, oh, it's amazing. I'm looking at this. Oh, the ravioli is amazing. Oh, the spaghetti. And I go, what about the chicken parm? Look at the chicken parm. She reads everything. Chicken parm's great. It's great. Okay, I'm going to get chicken parm. Seconds before I was about to order chicken parm, she goes, oh my gosh, there's a Yelp review that says it's kind of dried. When you get it, it's going to be dried. And I go, oh my gosh, I switched up what I ordered at the last second. And my God, if I didn't see a dried chicken parm 5 feet away from me, Yelp didn't save me. My wife diligently picking through and finding the specific Yelp kept me from getting that chicken parm that 10 out of 10 people said was great. And I saw with my own eyes. And by God, it was a dried out chicken parm. Thank God I didn't get it.
Oh, thank goodness.
So I went with the spaghetti, and we got the truffle with the, bread with Parmesan cheese on it. Oh. Beautiful.
Was it wet?
So thanks to Yelp, but for the most part, all the Yelps were wrong. Okay?
Look,
hang up and listen.
Look, when we look at the feedback from this show, I think there's only one thing that consistently people... either like or dislike.
There was a lot of people that wanted Would You Rather back, just so you know, on that thread.
Coach, you can do a side podcast, and then that'll get all the hits.
What would he call it, Coach?
Would You Rather.
With Lunchbox.
Hello, welcome to Would You Rather with Lunchbox. I'm your host, Lunchbox, and here it is, Would You Rather. Here's your first Would You Rather. We will be doing 100 Would You Rathers today.
Would you rather bang a chick or bang yourself?
Please. Can you post one podcast?
No,
hold on.
No, the answer is no.
No. Is it possible to post a 2-minute podcast where Lunchbox just comes on and says a Would You Rather and then ends it?
That is so dumb.
They wouldn't be able to do commercials in it.
The whole point is Would You Rather led to some great conversations, and it was a good icebreaker at the start of the podcast.
Icebreaker, we all know each other.
But it's a good way to get the thing rolling. Like, you knew it. What segment was going to start it every single day. You were going to have a Would You Rather, and that's why you do it.
I think hypothetically it sounds cool.
A lot of people love it.
No, of course, because we haven't
heard. A lot of people. Who are these a lot of people
Coach,
we talk about?
You know, it's five people on Facebook.
Five people in their basement that love it.
Exactly. And the only reason they love it is because we haven't done it in 4 years. That's why you love it. So you're welcome. You're welcome that we haven't done it for 4 years, so you can still love your dumb Would You Rather. You know what people didn't like is when we did Would You Rather every single day. I know I hated it.
I know you didn't like it because you didn't like to have fun and expand the conversation and think about fine. Nasty.
Ray, you want to do one?
Yeah.
All right, let's do one.
No, I don't have one.
Come on.
I don't have one.
From the dome.
Do you guys rather have a computer full of porn or
no.
A woman?
That's not, see, that's.
Wait, that's tough. Hold on. Let me think.
That's stupid.
It'd be cheaper to get the computer.
If I would have known you guys would have wanted to do a Would You Rather, I would have done it today. I would have had one, but I knew you guys
would be like, come on. From the dome, let's go.
There was something that I would do and you'd be like, I'm not answering that.
Come on.
Like, what's the point?
What you got?
I don't have anything.
Coach,
but
everyone's waiting.
You want? Wasn't this one of them? Would you rather poop out of your
Well, we've already done that one. That was old.
That's gross.
Would you rather pee out of your butthole?
No, it's pee out of your nose or poop out of your ear.
What does that even mean?
It means would you rather have the pee come out of your nose or would you rather have poop come out of your ear?
Well, I've had allergies, so I've basically been having pee come out of my nose for the past 2 months, so give me that one. Eddie?
Coach, I'd rather poop out of my ear. I don't want anything coming out of my nose.
Oh, you don't have to smell it. It's not going to accidentally end up in your mouth.
Exactly. Can you imagine taking a piss and it going straight into your mouth because it's coming out of your nose?
Eddie, here's some toilet paper for your ear.
Hey, can you check my ear? Do I still have any
It looks like you got some dirt in there. Oh, no, that's just poop, man.
Nah, man, I took a dump this morning.
I guess I didn't clean it out very well. I was in a rush. Had to get to work. Now.
You're yelling down. Hey, I need Q-tips. I need Q-tips. We're out of Q-tips up here.
How many Q-tips do you use every sit down? Oh, man, a lot. That was a big one. Oh. Now, Mr. Attention Whore himself, Aaron Rodgers. What do you know? He got exactly what he wanted. He said, hey, Packers, I want you to bow down to me for an entire year. I want you to act like I am the second coming of Jesus. And I want you to act like I can walk on water, and I want you to show me why I am the most important person in the world.
Turn water into wine.
I want you to show. That's why he grew his hair, because he wanted him to act like he was the second coming of Jesus.
Put me on the cross.
He acted, I'm not ever going to play for the Packers again. Okay, I'll come back 1 year, but I need you guys to suck my ass every single day and just brown nose and everything you say in the media has to talk about how amazing I am, what a great person I am.
Hope that was the right level.
Every single thing had to be about Aaron Rodgers because I want you guys to know that I run this organization, that I am the king ding-a-ling, and I have such an ego. It's all about me, Green Bay. It's about nobody else. You better prove yourself because I'm not playing for you guys again after this year. And guess what?
He'll get beat
all
in the playoffs.
All along, I told you he was going nowhere. And woe and behold, Aaron Rodgers.
I think it's lo and behold.
Comes out and says, I'm staying in Green Bay. Look at me. You spent 2 years talking about me because that's all I care about is everybody talking about me. Look at me. Me, 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 me.
Do you know why? Because me makes a lot of money, and that's what he got.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, this is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. As a nostalgic voice from your past, I'm here to remind you that amongst the stressful and chaotic existence we live in 2024, you deserve to get away. It's time for a vacation, no matter when you're hearing this. And let me tell you how you'll get there. The 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe. Want to bring the family to the mountains with the Santa Fe's available H-Track all-wheel drive? Well, it's got standard third-row seating and available dual wireless charging pads for the kids who just want to stare at their phone and not talk to you. You know what I mean. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Are you tired of your scented cleaning products smelling and cleaning like meh? Then it's time for an upgrade. with the power of Clorox Scentiva. With an uplifting scent that smells like coconut, Clorox Scentiva gives you powerful clean like Clorox, but a feeling like being transported to a tropical island retreat. Imagine putting your phone on Do Not Disturb, tuning out all the constant, just the feeling of warm sand in between your toes and a fruity drink in your hand. The ones with the little umbrella. Refresh your home to feel like an all-inclusive vacation by getting Clorox Scentiva. Also available in grapefruit and lavender scents at a nearby retail store.
God, what? You act like you're such a hater. You act like you wouldn't do this. If you found out that acting that way makes things better for you.
It doesn't make things better.
Absolutely.
How much? Tom Brady act like that?
No.
Exactly. Do the Tom real Brady, winners act like that?
No, he's not a real winner. You're comparing someone who loves to win, that's Tom Brady, to someone that just loves to make a lot of money.
And look at me. And make himself look good.
That's it.
You're looking at someone that wants everybody to suck his ass. Like, okay. Hey, Brown Nose. Oh, you're the greatest. Oh, my goodness. Aaron Rodgers. Discount double check. He got what he wanted.
That's right. So what's the problem?
But also, this was going to come out, the news of his contract, right?
Well, he said that is not the terms of the contract. 4 years, $200 million. He goes, look, I'm staying in Green Bay, but that is not the contract.
I didn't know he played for Green Bay.
Yeah, that's going to be on words of the day.
Oh, Green Bay?
I got it written.
Yeah, writing down.
Let's go, Green Bay.
But that's the thing. I don't know how much he's going to get paid, but this also proves to me that the salary cap means absolutely nothing. Because the Packers are $40 million over the salary cap. But they
get taxed more.
Can't they fix that before the season starts?
Well, they're going to. But that's what
they
I
have
don't.
To. So it they, doesn't
they,
matter.
They franchise tag Devonta Adams. So that's another $20 million. So now they're $60 million over the cap. Aaron Rodgers is coming back. Add that to the cap. I mean,
Damn,
I don't
they're
know.
They're not going to have 11 people.
Yeah, they're not going to.
They need TurboTax.
You got a guy with a calculator, boss?
Well, hold on.
$60 million
Carry the one, divide. Yeah, that's not going to work. But it's unbelievable. Carry I mean, he made the right decision because you look at the NFC now, and it's him, Matthew Stafford, and a bunch of whatever.
Excuse me?
Yeah. And a bunch of whatever.
You just glossed Dak over Prescott. Dak.
But, Dak Prescott. Don't be an idiot.
I'm going to get to Dak. I'm going to get to that. But I'm just saying.
Put him on that list right
Aaron
now.
Aaron Rodgers is about to take you 5 yards behind the alley and take it to you.
Take
Aaron
that, Dak.
Aaron Rodgers. What was your – I mean, just such a – I hate that dude. He's such a dumbass.
He narrowed it down to three teams. It sucks.
No, there was no.
The Titans.
Here's the thing. There was no other teams ever on the list.
Never.
There was never another team on the list. That's what you guys are –
I was ready to rename Broadway, mother – girl.
What were you going
to
call it?
I was going to call it –
Rodgeway.
Rodgers Way. Hey, you guys going to Rodgers Way tonight?
That's what is so funny. All these reports about he's talking about, oh, these teams are on my list. There was never a list. He was staying in Green Bay the entire time. There was no other, oh, I might go to Denver. I might go to Tennessee.
Correct.
Well, why didn't those teams come out and say, no, he's not? They kind of did, didn't they?
No, because they were hoping and praying.
Well, I thought the Titans came out and said, we're happy with our quarterback. But then we heard.
Well, but you know why they say that? Because they can't let Tannehill know, hey, we're going to upgrade if we have the chance to upgrade. You know why? Because then they don't get Rodgers, and then guess who's pissed off? Tannehill. Then he's like, you know what? I don't want to play for you guys. Then what do they do?
But when Rodgers said, he put out a thing that said three teams. It was what? The Titans, the Packers, and who?
Broncos. But he never said anything.
He didn't. His agent said that then, that it was between three teams. Then why did the Titans person ever come out and be like, we're not considering him. No idea why he's considering us.
All they kept saying is, we have our quarterback. Tannehill's our quarterback. Eddie, why are you asleep?
What? You guys sound like a bunch of women talking about the guiding light
this
over here.
This is the
here.
View, men edition.
I mean, that's what you guys sound like, the View, talking about. He said. Well, he said that he was going to go to them, and then this said that. You know what he is? He's a greedy son of a. Like, that's what you guys sound like.
You play a good girl.
Thanks, Coach. I mean, guys, they've been messing with you guys the whole time.
No, they haven't messed with me one bit.
They haven't messed with me in my household.
No one said anything. Why? And no one knows anything. Like, I love that it's like, oh, Schefter, breaking news. Here's the contract. And then Roger's like, that's not the contract. You guys are so stupid. Like, you don't even know what you're talking about because you're fed
all this information from all these random people that are just starting shit.
I was fed this information by Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers is the one that said, I will never play for the Packers again.
And why did he say that?
Because his feelings were hurt because his...
No.
Yes, because they drafted Jordan Love and he had his feelings hurt. And he was like...
Not that simple.
It was that simple. Because Aaron Rodgers wants him to be on a pedestal and he doesn't want you to ever think...
Wait, did you say pedestal or pedestal?
No, pedestal.
No, he said... Yeah, stool.
That's what it's called.
It's a pedestal.
No, it's not.
Yeah, look at the spelling.
Oh, my God.
Go and get a pronunciation, please, and play it for me. Pedestal.
Pedestal.
You don't say pedestal?
Pedestal.
No.
Yes.
Oh, my God. We're gonna have to get to the bottom of this. English majors, come forward. But do you have it right?
You can even say that.
Pedestal.
Oh! Thank you!
Stool. You idiot. Stool.
No, it's not stool.
Play it again, Ray.
Pedestal.
Stool.
Stool.
That's a stool.
Oh, my gosh. You're an idiot.
That's
pedestal.
His pedestal.
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 Stool.
Stool.
Stool. Stool. I said Ray, stool. Right. I'm right.
I'm going to add it to the list, even though we're kind of both right.
Point Ray.
I'll add it.
Anyway, Aaron Rodgers, that's why this all started, because he is a drama bitch.
Whoa. He's,
oh, coach, come on.
Boomer listens to this.
Coach.
That's all it is. And he's like.
Sorry, juniors.
Hey, guys. you dare draft my replacement? You dare. Actually take another quarterback? How dare you? I'm never playing for you again. Okay, you kissed my ass enough this offseason. I'll play for you one more year, and I'm going to give you 1 year to behind the scenes just suck my butt all the time. Roll out the red carpet. Give me everything I want. That good. Was the Green Bay
Great
Packers
job.
For two freaking years. Two freaking years because he had his little feelings hurt.
Okay, good.
And now he is walking in there going, you guys can do nothing to me.
That's right.
I am the king ding-a-ling.
Right.
Jesus is back, and his name is Aaron Rodgers.
And what did we find out? Rodgers can throw for 300 a game with three touchdowns. When it comes to the playoffs, he got beat by a mediocre 49ers
team.
Hey,
a team can't do it by himself. I mean, a quarterback.
According to Aaron, he's going to have to if he's getting paid as much as all the reports are saying.
They're not going to have a team.
But why, everybody's talking about it. Is that the highest in the history of the world?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Then why does the title not say biggest contract ever?
It says most guaranteed.
Because it's not
like
the contract.
It's not the contract, right? Mahomes' contract is more. It's Mahomes was $500 million. It was $500 million or something like that. But the language doesn't matter. But Aaron Rodgers stays in Green Bay. And then an hour later, Mr. Aaron Rodgers wants it to be all about him, right? Well, Russ Wilson said, hold my beer, bitch. Guess
Whoa,
what?
Coach.
Guess what? I'm going to steal your thunder. I'm going to steal your thunder, Aaron Rodgers. When you wanted it to be all about you, because that's what you always want, it's going to be all about me today because I'm going to Denver.
Oh, breaking news, coach.
Russell Wilson traded to the Denver Broncos in what my favorite line of the whole day.
If they agree.
No, it's already agreed.
No, I know, but that was the headline for hours. The headline for hours was Russell Wilson agrees to go. No.
Has to agree because he has a no trade clause.
Right.
So
the Seahawks have to agree.
No, Russell Wilson. The Seahawks cannot trade him. Russell Wilson has to say, okay, he has to waive that.
I love that they put that at the end.
Because there's no way that trade is announced if they have not already talked to Russell Wilson and he okayed it.
Coach, we've learned that Schefter will say anything.
Here's my thing.
Tell me when you're going to announce officially about dangerous Russell.
We just did, Coach. It's okay.
So I do when I'm drinking by you. So I don't want to go down.
Dangerous song. He's named Russell Dangerous Wilson.
He is?
Yeah.
Well, what,
I've never heard
what
that.
What does this have to do with Dangerous
Wilson? I think this song is called Dangerous.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway.
Is this Morgan Wallen, coach?
Yeah.
I like that.
My favorite.
Hold on, Lunch. Turn that up, right?
Yeah, I got you, dude.
My favorite line.
Yeah, hold on. A little more, right?
Oh, my God.
Go ahead, coach. Sorry.
My favorite line of the whole day. Because the Denver Broncos, they hired the Packers offensive coordinator.
Mm-hmm.
They tried to get everything in place so they could get Aaron Rodgers.
The Broncos did?
Yes. The new head coach is the former offensive coordinator of the Green Bay Packers, right? Nathaniel Hackett.
You tell us,
yeah,
coach.
Yeah, no,
who knows?
Correct.
Like
yeah,
an
totally,
hour,
man.
An hour after Aaron Rodgers announces he's going back to Green Bay, this trade is announced. and the Denver Broncos say, this had nothing to do with Aaron Rodgers staying in Green Bay. Russell Wilson was our number one from the beginning.
And you're calling BS on that?
Bullshit.
Oh, coach.
You know why it's bullshit? Juniors. Then why didn't you trade for him 2 days ago? Why did it come out 1 hour after Aaron Rodgers officially decides to stay in Green Bay? Because you were expecting to have a shot at Aaron Rodgers. And once he is gone, you go to plan B and go get Russell Wilson.
We've all been there.
Yeah, or they all knew, coach, and they're like, hey, let's release this at this time so people think that we're feuding.
I mean, or they could just be talking about it and just do this.
Oh, and
this.
It just happens to get done 1 hour after Aaron Rodgers.
It's all planned. It's all planned from everyone. You don't think the NFL loves this off-season drama, coach?
No.
And you're eating it up like it's a Sunday comic.
No, he ate it all up. He even took it to go.
Yeah, coach, you sure did. You put it in a doggy bag.
They love the off-season drama. But for the Broncos to act like they did not wait on the Aaron Rodgers decision before pulling the trigger on Russell Wilson, they're lying to everybody.
He said, she said, you can say whatever you want. Just hopefully it's fine and nobody really cares. Like, the Broncos can say that because you can say whatever you want. People like us eat it up, and we think it's actual fact. But then you broke it down that it's not fact.
But all I can think is, oh, my God, the AFC West, unbelievable.
Brothers in trouble.
Derek Carr, Russell Wilson, Herbert, Mahomes.
I mean, you'd love to take them all to Aruba, coach.
Hey, one of those teams got to finish last in that division.
Yeah. Open my private jets. We are going to Aruba, my friend.
I would say the Raiders.
I would say the Raiders, too. That would be
unless Amari Cooper goes back to the Raiders.
Could be. I don't know if that's the difference maker.
That's what I heard, insider.
I heard Cooper's going to align forces in Nashville with Julio.
You heard that from the same source.
Yep.
He's coming to Tennessee. Just kidding. He's going to the Raiders.
Here's the thing. The Broncos gave up a buttload for Russell Wilson.
Elway, dude.
But
draft picks.
Yeah, that's the thing. Here is the thing. Seattle is basically telling you, they looked at their team and they said, you know what? We're not close.
Yeah.
We are not close to winning a Super Bowl. Like, our Super Bowl window has passed.
Yeah.
We have to start over
time
again.
To build.
We're going to have to rebuild. We'll even take Drew Locke, who can't even hit the broadside of a damn barn with a football.
Will they start with a new head coach?
No, Pete Carroll. I wonder if Pete Carroll stays this year and then is gone.
Does he have 4 years to build?
That's the question. He's old.
I don't think he does.
He's an old dude.
He is.
Yeah, when he's on the lake there at Coeur d'Alene, he's going to be thinking, man, I should maybe just dip out.
I don't think people realize how old he is.
He's in his 70s.
Yes. Because he looks good for a 7-year-old dude.
Yes. He had to agree to this, though. I think they had to go to him and be like, hey, man, like, what are you thinking? He's like, look, the relationship with Russ, it's not good. You look at our roster, we're not anywhere close to winning a Super Bowl.
Do you think they met man-to-man, Dangerous and Pete?
Yes.
I do.
Coach, everything's met man-to-man.
Oh, I don't know.
Shake my hand, man.
Can you guys do anything on the big show without meeting with a man? And meet man-to-man?
I haven't met.
Could
with
you
the
take
man
a Friday? Okay. Let's go to commercial, please. Come on.
No, what? We haven't.
Could
had
you take a Friday off without meeting the man? Forget it. Let's move on. Okay, go ahead.
But what I'm saying is, Seattle.
Bad example.
They looked at their division, and three teams from their division made the playoffs last year, and they're like, we were 7-10. We weren't good enough, and we're not getting any better. We already have salary cap issues. We might as well get all these draft picks. They got a lot of draft picks and start over. I don't know who their quarterback's going to be. Like, I have no idea what they're going to do at quarterback because there's no way they're starting Drew Locke as their quarterback. That dude sucks.
Teddy. Yeah.
Bridgewater?
They could get Bridgewater.
No, Eddie Lingerie, a Teddy.
No.
Coach, I thought you were saying Brisky. Teddy Brisky?
I'm telling you, brother's in trouble. He's got to face Dangerous Wilson now.
That division is so loaded. You got Herbert twice a year, Russell Wilson twice a year, and the Broncos were really pretty good.
They were decent. They couldn't score.
Well, because they didn't have a quarterback. They had a shit quarterback how many years?
Coach, come on. Sorry, boys.
I mean, since they had Peyton Manning, they drafted Paxton Lynch. They had Teddy Bridgewater.
Or Tim Tebow.
Trevor Siemian, Tebow. What the hell is that other guy's name? Drew Locke. We're just talking about. They've had a revolving door at quarterback. Nobody any good. And they said, listen, we are all in. They think they are a championship caliber team. And they saw the Rams do it. And they said, you know what? It worked for the Rams, so we're going to do it. Mm-hmm. The only problem is they're in the AFC, which is loaded. The NFC, like I said, has two elite quarterbacks.
Three.
Matthew Stafford and Aaron Rodgers.
And Dak.
Danahill.
No, he's in the AFC.
Yeah, that's AFC coach.
I said Danahill, not Tannehill.
Oh, who's he play for?
The third string somewhere.
Got yeah. It. No, that's DiNucci. That's DiNucci.
You guys will see him in the
oh,
next.
Oh, just leave DiNucci alone.
So then you got the next tier. I would put Dak Prescott, Kyler Murray on the next tier.
Are those like your five-yard passers?
Kyler Murray can fling that
I'm
ball.
Talking about Dak. Duncan Dak.
He can throw the ball
but
well.
Who else is in the NFC? It is why I mean, you have 39-year-old Matt Ryan.
Mm-hmm.
You have Kirk Cousins.
Mm-hmm.
What else you got?
Who does Kirk Cousins play for?
The Minnesota Vikings.
Dang it. Who does Alex Smith play for?
He's retired.
Coach, he broke his leg.
Yeah, he almost died.
Who plays for the Washington Commanders?
You had Taylor Heinicke. You had Fitzpatrick.
Heinicke, that's the guy.
But they're going to have to get a quarterback. I don't know who is going to.
Heinicke's good.
Well, I don't know if I'd say good.
He puts up 30 a game, three tugs. I'll hang up and listen.
You're talking fantasy points. He throws the ball around, but he's not that good.
Fantasy will win you a game, bub.
Won't win you the NFL championship. That's won't win true, a Super Bowl. But if you look at the NFC, it is wide open. Yeah, there are a bunch of crap teams.
Would they ever realign?
No. But they the AFC
because it's happened
is
in the
so
NBA much before when one side is so much better than
the
other
Western
one.
Conference,
the Western was loaded. Are they ever – there has to be conversation to realign.
Yeah, they're sitting there going, okay, so we have all – how can we get all these teams from the AFC in the playoffs? We need Lamar Jackson. We need Joe Burrow. We need Josh Allen. We need
only
Mahomes.
Five of them can go to the playoffs.
We need all these guys to make the playoffs. In the NFC, they're like, oh, my God, we're going to have Stafford. We're going to have Rodgers. And who the hell else is going to make the playoffs? Jesus, are we really going to have Sam Darnold? No, that ain't going to work. So
the Seahawks are going to draft Stetson Bennett or what?
Stetson Bennett's still in college. Stetson Bennett will not go to the NFL. Stetson Bennett may not even start for Georgia next year.
Who would be a good quarterback to draft?
They say this is a weak quarterback class.
Yeah, I mean, I can't think of any.
You got Kenny Pickett.
What about the dude for Ohio State?
Stroud, he's still at school.
Oh.
He's still studying, coach.
Yeah, he still has finals, man. He's on spring break, actually, right now. You have the guy from Cincinnati, Ritter.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. His name's Ritter?
Malik.
Was he good?
Malik from Liberty, he's supposedly going to be the top quarterback taken. He played at Liberty.
Okay,
don't
so
know
maybe,
much about him.
Maybe he goes to the Seahawks.
Maybe. I don't know. But that, or they sign one of these guys, and they're okay with sucking and waiting till next year for a quarterback because they know they're going to suck. So they're building young. They're starting over. It's crazy. It was awesome.
Were you happy with what went down? What was the most shocking was dangerous going to the Broncos, right?
No.
I really wanted
Yes.
I wanted Rodgers in Nashville. He would have loved the bar scene.
You did not want Rodgers in
Dude,
Nashville.
Dude, we would have had him on the podcast.
Yeah, he's been amazing. Oh, yeah, let me tell you. A cancer in the locker room, destroy your team. That would have been great.
Coach, they can't get any worse than they are now. Like, he would just elevate them
what
to
do you
the
mean?
Next level.
They can't get worse?
Yeah.
You can get worse when you have a cancer in the locker room?
I think, Coach, you're right. Rodgers would have taken the Titans to the next level.
Can you see Rodgers? He lived in Governor's Club in the mini mansion.
Psh, come on, dude. Be amazing. Percy Priest, they're riding the boat.
Hey, look. It's Rodgers. There's Jesus. No, that's Aaron Rodgers.
Hey, Rodgers.
Hey, Rodgers, show me how you walk on water. Show me how you made the Packers believe you could
Rodgers.
Walk on water.
Rodgers, you want a beer?
Can you imagine how safe we're going to be? We're all going to have the discount double check?
Yeah, we're going to have State Farm in our backyard.
I don't think that Rodgers staying in Green Bay was shocking.
No.
I do think that
Green Bay, coach.
Green Bay. I do think that Russell Wilson going to the Broncos is pretty shocking. I picked my kids up from school. I told them. They were like, what?
Yeah, Boomer texted me, dangerous. And I go, huh? And he goes, dangerous just went to the Broncos. And
I love it.
I never knew they called him dangerous.
Coach, I love his keyword, dangerous. What the hell are you talking about, Boomer?
Boomer is locked in. I can tell Boomer's locked in on the news.
Oh, yeah.
And
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help,
Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, this is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. As a nostalgic voice from your past, I'm here to remind you that amongst the stressful and chaotic existence we live in 2024, you deserve to get away. It's time for a vacation, no matter when you're hearing this. And let me tell you how you'll get there. The 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe. Want to bring the family to the mountains with the Santa Fe's available H-Track all-wheel drive? Well, it's got standard third-row seating and available dual wireless charging pads for the kids who just want to stare at their phone and not talk to you. You know what I mean. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Are you tired of your scented cleaning products smelling and cleaning like meh? Then it's time for an upgrade with the power of Clorox Scentiva. With an uplifting scent that smells like coconut, Clorox Scentiva gives you powerful clean like Clorox, but a feeling like being transported to a tropical island retreat. Imagine putting your phone on Do Not Disturb, tuning out all the constant, just the feeling of warm sand in between your toes and a fruity drink in your hand. The ones with the little umbrella. Refresh your home to feel like an all-inclusive vacation by getting Clorox Scentiva. Also available in grapefruit and lavender scents at a nearby retail store.
Because then you got to think, who's going to get Deshaun Watson?
A court case.
Coach Alcatraz.
You ever watch People's Court?
Oh, boy.
That's who's getting Deshaun.
No, they should, you know, they should put him on Judge Judy.
That'd be awesome. I mean,
coming to the court now.
Judge Joe Brown.
Dude, Deshaun Watson, he's going to be on Red Zone C-SPAN edition. He's going down. We're never going to see him in the league
again. He's
going
to be on Red Wing. Red Wing.
What is that one?
That's Red Cell, Red Block. Damn it, I couldn't think of a thing for a call they call jail. Red Wing.
Red Wing boots, Coach?
Well, no, they're like C-Block. Like, if you watch that Locked Justin. Up, they're like, oh, now we're on C-Block, and he's going to be in San Quentin. That's what I was looking for, too.
Hey, he doesn't play in the league again, boys.
Oh, he's going to play in the league.
No, I don't think so.
He's going to fight through.
You don't want that.
It goes down this week. We find out, or it starts, the deliberating.
I mean, Coach, there are like 20-some civil cases.
That's what he's going to find out, if he's going to be charged criminally or civilly. Civilly, come on, boys, play.
No. You can't be going through depositions and civil cases while you're trying to play football. There's no way. His mental game is going to be gone for years. Even if he doesn't go to jail, he's not going to mentally be able to play football.
Actually, Mike Vick came back.
I was going to say, Mike Vick went to prison.
He served.
Well, how do you think his mental was after serving prison
time? That just ruled Eddie's theory out.
No.
Yep.
No, Coach. You go to jail, you're like, all right, I'm going to be in here for 2 years, right? How long was Mike Vick?
I don't know how long he was in there.
Look, I'm being there for 2 years. I got nothing to do but train and get mentally right to get out and play football.
And you realize these people
how much training is he doing?
Running away from
Have you seen how big a jail cell is? Like, I'm not sure how he's training.
Dumbass. They don't stay in the cell all day.
Hey, some of them do.
You don't watch Shawshank? They go to the yard. They play cards and stuff.
Lunch comes out of jail all jacked.
Now, a lot of them do because all they
got nothing to do.
But do push-ups.
But
they do push-ups.
It's not football working out.
You idiot. They don't stay in their cell all day. They go places. They've got gyms and stuff.
You know, they really don't go outside as much as you think they do from movies and TV shows, because we drive by one. There's a prison right next to
where I live. And they're never out there.
And they're never outside.
They only get an hour a day.
We cut through. We go Briley to Baser's parents' house all the time. Always look. They're back. Never are they in the yard. Man. So they may have less of a recess than kids.
Oh, recess. Put that on the list.
Recess.
It's like the one that the jail that was down by San Marcos, Ray. It was right there on the side of 35.
Well, no, Coach. Wasn't involved in the jail system.
You would see it. And guess what?
Coach, you spend the night there one time.
They have a gravel track. And guess how many people were out there running on it?
Two.
Zero. They were walking. Well, so I don't know what Mike Vick was doing, but he wasn't working out.
Well, Deshaun Watson would be on it running laps, Coach, getting ready.
No, he'd be looking for a massage, Coach.
I bet they do massages there. You may not want it, but they'll do it.
Talking about a rub
and tuck? Enrique, come over here. I need a massage.
I don't think that's Enrique.
Oh, that's not Enrique?
No.
Oh. Yeah. Hey, but speaking of massages, Robert Kraft got engaged.
Well, congratulations, young man.
80-year-old Robert Kraft to his 45-year-old doctor girlfriend.
What's his name?
No, it's a girl. It's a hottie doctor. Hmm. But I just thought that was crazy.
I mean, bet she's got some great hands.
I mean, that's love at its truest form right there.
That's Eddie's quote when you go to Vegas. You go to Vegas, yeah. You see the 50-year-old financier with a 20-year-old titter.
That's love, boys.
Yeah. No, that was Garrett, my buddy. He said, man, it's always good to see true love. Always good to see true love. I mean,
that's what it was.
So freaking funny. But yeah, so that was pretty shocking. I mean, Russell Wilson, I mean, there was talk about him being traded, but out of nowhere, the Broncos.
And like, they couldn't let those two people have the limelight, right? Here comes Mike Williams coming out and saying, hey, I'm going to re-sign with the Chargers.
No one cares.
Exactly.
No one cares about Mike
Williams. Exactly, and that's what I'm saying. The timing, I mean, Amari, Mike Williams,
they're nobody.
Aaron Rodgers.
No, that's
and
big.
Russell Wilson all came out in 2 days.
No, oh, Russell Wilson good. Is the – Aaron Rodgers was the biggest thing because every single team in the NFL was waiting on the Aaron Rodgers decision, weren't they? Yes. Every single team was thinking – 90% of them were thinking, man, if he's out there, we're going to go try to get him.
Look, if you're putting together a UFC fight, right, you want to put the opener in there. Something good. You want the prelim to be somewhat entertaining. Amari Cooper, come out with your news. Oh, wow, the Cowboys losing to Amari Cooper. That's crazy. Well, oh, that's just the prelim. Come on, let's go. Aaron Rodgers, headliner. We've been waiting all day for this. Aaron Rodgers stays with the Packers. Oh, that's the main event, right? Oh, there's a switch in the main event. Aaron Rodgers is losing.
It's now, Rodgers, not Rodgers.
Nah, put it on the list, guys. Yep, God dang it. Aaron Rodgers is losing all of a sudden. Russell Wilson. Oh, my gosh. He just shadowed Aaron Rodgers. It's a Hollywood story, coach. It's a Hollywood story. All this was, this is exactly how you want to roll out off-season news. It was beautiful. Well done, NFL. Props to you.
But it's all about to just get demolished by March Madness. That's
true.
That's all Americans are going to care about.
Exactly. You think they would do that during March Madness? Hell no.
No, because they got to determine, because yesterday was the deadline to franchise tag, and that's why Aaron Rodgers had to let the Packers know so Davante Adams could be franchise tag.
Can you please explain to me what that means?
That means that you get paid, I think.
So Davante Adams gets paid.
$20 million. It's like top three at your position. Like the median average salary between the top three at that position. You get that salary for 1 year. You don't have a chance to. You can still negotiate a long-term contract with that team, but you can't go sign with. You're not a free agent. And they can franchise you twice in a row, but the third year they cannot franchise you.
Okay. Got it.
And that's what happened with Kirk Cousins in Washington.
Yeah, I remember that.
He got franchise, and then to like, it was like $40 million to franchise him the second time. And then they were just like, well, I guess we're going to let
him go.
Anybody think we were going to say Kirk Cousins' name twice this show?
No.
No, we say it like three times now.
Weird.
But I mean, he might be the third best quarterback in the NFC.
Really?
He might be. I mean, that Minnesota offense is pretty stout.
I mean, he's lasted longer than anyone else.
I'm just saying, like, I don't know where the playoff teams are going to come from there. And then, not even the day before that, Calvin Ridley.
Thank God you're touching on this.
Coach, he wanted to go live yesterday, Coach. I had to stop him.
Eddie didn't even know about it till yesterday.
I want to do 5 podcasts a week again.
Come on, please. Can we do another one today? I'm like, Lunch, you got to take the day off, dude.
Calvin Ridley. We've talked about this when we were in Vegas,
yes,
about how NFL players are not allowed to bet.
What were we doing in Vegas?
Sore Losers Coaches Convention.
That's right.
Killing it at life. And it comes out that he bet $1,500 on NFL games, and now he is out for 2022.
I don't get it. I mean, this is equivalent to me putting a dollar on it. Like, he's obviously gambling on sports for fun. Because he's not trying to make a ton of money betting $1,500 on something.
He was doing parlays and all that stuff.
A dude that makes that much money?
Yeah, the best tweet out there is, damn, Ridley bet $1,500 to lose $10 million. Worst odds in history.
Because he can't get paid for the year.
Yeah, he's out. Like, he loses his salary.
Hilarious.
Hilarious tweet. Yeah, laughed out loud.
That's crazy, man. Like, I don't get it. Like, and here's the thing. You were telling me that he bet on the Falcons one time, right?
It was on the Falcons, yeah. He bet on a parlay, and the Falcons to win was one of them.
See, to me, if he's betting to win, it's a little better than betting for your team to lose because then
well,
you
he wasn't
try
even playing at the time.
Oh, he
was. He was out. This is when he took his mental health break last year.
Oh shit! Well, then why can't that be legal?
And they're saying, man, why you don't have a fall guy? Chris Carter was famous for always saying, "Always have a fall guy."
Yes.
Why didn't Calvin really not have a guy placing the bets for him?
Why did Chris Carter say that?
Because I believe it's some. He always just said, if you're driving around, you get caught with a gun, you get caught with drugs, something happens at a club, always have a fall guy. Because then your career isn't over. Your buddy can do 2 years for you, then you give him money after the fact. You have a fall guy? You're the prize pony. What? Like, I got a fall guy. Eddie's got a fall guy. Lunch has got a fall guy.
I do?
Yeah, Garrett.
Horace.
Yeah,
my fall guy.
Hey, batter's box.
There you go, there you go.
Ray, what up, everybody? It's batter's box.
What?
Who's your fall guy?
Billy?
Dodd would go down. Billy Dodd as well. I got two fall guys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Eddie, you got Isaiah.
I guess Isaiah would do it.
Isaiah would do it for you.
Sure. He's done it a few times.
Yeah. But yes, right. And here's the crazy thing. He was just on his phone betting from the mobile app. Like,
and he was using his name. He didn't even have a friend get on their account and do it.
But even if you did have a friend, though, I would think that it'd be easily traced.
No.
No.
How?
Eddie, they can't trace when it's under somebody's name and it's under another person's phone.
Okay, and then you cash out, and how do you get your money to Lunchbox?
In person. It gets in cash.
Write him a check.
Okay, so it's not suspicious when you cash $10,000.
I mean, the NFL doesn't have a tracker on your bank account.
The only time the tracker happens is when it's with the phone and it's with the account. And they said the NFL has in place fail-safes, ways for them to see if other players are doing it.
Yeah.
He was doing it under his own name.
I mean,
so one of the whistleblowers was like, there's a guy by the name of Calvin Ridley that lives in Atlanta.
He was in Florida.
In Florida, but he lives in Atlanta, so that's how he's able to bet. Because there's no betting in Florida.
That's tough. I feel for him. I feel for him. He wasn't even playing at the time. He's probably bored at home, wanted to place a few dollars on a bet. Now he's done.
You know,
he gone for a year?
You can't bet in Georgia. So he was betting in Florida, I believe.
Yes, but you can't bet. But you know why you can't bet. You understand that, right? Why you can't bet on the sport you're a part of?
Yeah, because you control the outcome.
Yes, or you have insider.
But he wasn't playing, though.
But you could have insider information.
So you're telling me that if I had a buddy that worked for the Cowboys and he said, hey, man, dude, don't take the Cowboys. We're not looking good because got a couple guys dealing with some injuries that they're not public. It's not public right now. So that's illegal? If he texted me and told me that, I'm not a player. I'm not part of that organization, but he's just my friend. And he told me.
I don't know if that's considered insider trading.
It's the same thing that happened. I mean, it's the same thing. That's the same.
A player can control. If you have players on the team, like, hey, man, I got 20 grand on you to lose this week.
I understand that, but he wasn't playing.
But he can text his friends. He can have you.
Well,
can't,
I can also
the
text
integrity
my
of the
friend
game.
Ezekiel Elliott.
No, you can't.
I'm just saying you can't pigeonhole it just to a player. Anyone can change the outcome of a game if they have friends.
Things like that. Refs aren't allowed to bet.
I know, but what I'm saying is if your buddy's a ref, you can text him and be like, dude, come on, I have $1 million in this. Please just miss two calls. Something. Help me out. You got it.
Yeah, then the ref's in trouble.
I understand, but what I mean is like, well... But the ref isn't betting. Do you know what I mean? I just feel like a player that's not playing the game has the same amount of influence that anyone else does betting. Any U.S. citizen that's betting on games. He has no control other than what you and I do.
No, because we don't know people in the...
Oh, my God. What if we did, though? Like, you know that doctor that we know around here?
Yes,
okay.
Kevorkian.
The doctor that everyone knows around here in this room, right? This doctor that knows all the Titans players. Can he gamble? Why not? He has every Titans cell phone number.
But he's not a paid member of the staff.
You know what
team.
I'm talking about, Ray?
Coach, I know exactly what you're talking about. I know the company you're talking about, but he would never make a certain amount of money to make it worth it. Those NFL players aren't going to risk their careers giving inside information to him for a $10,000 bet. And it's not going to get red flagged unless it's like, if it's 20,000, I bet it gets red flagged and they look into it. Oh, he's the trainer guy. Huh, let's check phone records. And then you can figure it out. But I'm saying there's never a great enough amount of money for it to get red flagged. You couldn't make any money off insider info.
Well, that's
on
what
betting
I'm saying
games.
With Calvin Ridley. I just feel like he was innocently just trying to place a bet for $1,500.
There's also video footage online. There's like 5 clips of him. Apparently, when he runs routes and he catches the ball, he likes to run 5 yards back from where he just progressed to. So it almost looks like he's playing for the other team and he's like throwing a bet.
So I don't know.
There's like a bunch of clips where he'll catch the ball and jump back 5 yards and they'll tackle him then. And it looks like he intentionally tried to not get a first down.
I mean, when something like this does happen, you got to think
looking at everything in a different lens because you're like, huh, if he bet on that game,
what else is he doing?
What was he going on over here? Yeah. What's going on over here? Why did he do that? Why does he do this? Why did he take off the rest of the season? Was he really mentally fatigued, or did he have people that had a lot of money on the Falcons under win totals or under his total yardage for the year? I don't know, but it's just you can't. That's what I'm saying. The optics of it, you can't have any player gambling. Like my cousin was a strength and conditioning coach for the minor league baseball team.
Andrew.
And he could not bet on baseball. Could not.
It's interesting that something that is just pure entertainment, a game is pure entertainment. Right?
Pure entertainment, yeah.
There's nothing. I mean, really, they're playing for money. They're playing for a trophy. They're playing for a championship, whatever. But it's pure entertainment just for us to watch. But it cannot be rigged at all or else it just loses the entire integrity of the game. So we're basically just banking that they just all are playing fair and not cheating and not gambling on it and not trying to throw games away. Like, you understand that? It's all based on trust.
Yes, and that's why the NFL, you can't have people, you can't have players betting because the trust will be broken with the fans.
I know, but year after year, people have been busted. Year after year, Pete Rose, the Boston College basketball team.
But year after year, you're saying I'm literally not saying every year.
Okay. I'm just saying time after time, people get busted gambling, throwing games, just tweaking things here and there just to win a bet here and there. Like, you understand?
I think it would be more prevalent in college just because they don't make money.
But it happens on everything.
But, right. In the NFL, they're in pro sports, a lot of them are making a lot of money. So what those people can offer them is not enough money to throw a game. But it does happen. And I'm amazed at how the NFL is able to track every NFL player. That's what's crazy, because Calvin Ridley, big name. So the casino, you know, whatever, the sports book, immediately, okay, we recognize that name. The one guy for the Arizona Cardinals, his name was Josh Shaw back in 2019. He's like a special teamer. He was a nobody. They flagged him for gambling on preseason games.
There's a database, so they're able to figure it out.
Well, it's probably team-based. Like, there's probably an NFL person with the teams. And they're in charge of watching all the Cardinals.
Right, but if he's in, okay, he's watching. How can he watch all the Cardinals? If he goes to a casino in Oklahoma.
Coach, get the flag, coach.
But you can do that. You can do that. There's guys that have done that. But you just can't bet huge amounts. And usually these NFL guys are prone to betting huge amounts.
$1,500 is not a huge amount.
It's not. But that's automatically tracked because it's on an app.
I would say, though, on these apps, a $1,500, now that sports gambling's legal, the way that he was doing it, state to state, not just Vegas,
yeah,
a $1,500 parlay,
that's a stout bet,
probably gets at least looked at by somebody.
Because it's probably a big parlay, not good odds
to
win.
He was trying to win like $10,000, which would have been over the tax limit for government to look into it.
Yeah, good point.
I mean, it's just it was a crazy story. And he was like, look, I did wrong. I admit it. But that just means I'll be back healthier in 2023. But here's the thing.
Prison.
No, here's the thing. That's 2 years he's been out of football.
Yeah, he's donezo. These kids are quicker, faster, bigger, stronger, girthier.
2 years without playing football, and he thinks he's going to come back and just dominate like he has.
He won't.
Josh Gordon, guess what? He was so amazing, and then he was out year after year after year, and he's just like.
That was your boy, remember? You started crying when you were talking about him?
I didn't cry.
Yeah, you did.
I felt bad for him.
You were crying.
Listen, I bet you $1,500 he doesn't come back.
Oh, it's too soon.
Hey, but people have been doing Photoshop ones. There was one that when Russell Wilson got traded, they Photoshopped his tweet and said, I'll bet you $1,500 that the Broncos win the West.
Got him.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help,
call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, this is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. As a nostalgic voice from your past, I'm here to remind you that amongst the stressful and chaotic existence we live in 2024, you deserve to get away. It's time for a vacation, no matter when you're hearing this. And let me tell you how you'll get there. The 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe. Want to bring the family to the mountains with the Santa Fe's available H-Track all-wheel drive? Well, it's got standard third-row seating and available dual wireless charging pads for the kids who just want to stare at their phone and not talk to you. You know what I mean. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Are you tired of your scented cleaning products smelling and cleaning like meh? Then it's time for an upgrade with the power of Clorox Scentiva. With an uplifting scent that smells like coconut, Clorox Scentiva gives you powerful clean like Clorox, but a feeling like being transported to a tropical island retreat. Imagine putting your phone on Do Not Disturb, tuning out all the constant, just the feeling of warm sand in between your toes and a fruity drink in your hand. The ones with the little umbrella. Refresh your home to feel like an all-inclusive vacation by getting Clorox Scentiva. Also available in grapefruit and lavender scents at a nearby retail store.
Got what he's saying, like everybody's like, oh, he has a gambling problem. And he went on Twitter, he's like, guys, I bet $1,500 I don't have a gambling problem. Yes, I made a mistake, but I don't have a gambling problem.
And if people were reading the tweet wrong because he said, Calvin Ridley put on Twitter, guys, I only bet $1,500 I don't have a gambling problem. People were reading it wrong. It kind of read like, I bet you $1,500 I don't have a gambling problem. Oh.
That's great.
Oh. Another story that just really pissed me off yesterday.
It was from Mexico.
No, the owners of that Mexican soccer team.
They're shutting. Oh,
they are forced to sell the team. They're being forced to sell the team. Okay. They're not allowed to have fans for 1 year.
Well, how do they do? Well, because they're not a team.
No, they're going to still play their games.
So how do you not have fans?
Can't have fans. No one allowed in.
During their games.
Not allowed to have fans.
I thought you had to tell everybody, sorry, you can't be our fan.
I mean, that sounds like a Miami Dolphins game.
But they had to give it back to the old ownership, and the team has to be sold by the end of the year.
Damn.
I want to buy them.
That's crazy.
So boys, Jason Gibbles.
I'm moving to Mexico.
Hey, it's Nico Jackson. I want to buy him.
Lunch, where you been? I started a new team on La Liga.
Yeah, man, you guys thought the green team kicked me off. Guess what? I got my own team. They put me in coach. I'm not going to put you. I'm the owner, damn it. I'm going to play fullback.
Lunch calls us. We got killed. What? You got killed in the game? No, I almost got killed.
Literally. Here's a titty twister, though. We ain't got no fans. Can't have any fans for 2 years.
No, I read the story on ESPN last night, and it just pissed me off. Division I newcomer, Bellarmine. I don't know where that is. Never heard of it. They won the Atlantic Sun Championship, which is the automatic bid to the NCAA tournament. They won their conference tournament. Oh, sorry. Because they are new to Division I, they are not allowed to play in the NCAA tournament for 4 years. What?
So this is their first year Division I?
I don't know if it's their first or second year, but it doesn't damn matter. Guess what?
You win, you go.
You won the tournament. They should be at a competitive disadvantage because they're coming from D2 or D3, so they shouldn't be as good. So there should be no penalty that they're good. The penalty, the thing is, it's going to take a while usually with recruiting to get Division I athletes. Instead, you come to Division I, you whooped everybody's ass in your conference tournament, you won the conference tournament, and now you tell these kids, sorry, you can't go play.
You win the game, you're on your way.
The team they, I don't know if you're trying to rhyme there, Eddie, but the team they played, did they know ahead of time? Because if they did, why'd you play?
No, the team that they beat.
The Jags, I think.
They don't get to go.
I know. Oh, they don't?
No. It's the team that got first place in the regular season.
Oh, yeah.
And it was not that team. Okay. So that other team was still playing for a berth in the NCAA tournament.
To give birth.
The team they beat, though, I think were the Jags. So beat the Jags. Pack your bag.
Come on, yo.
Yeah, they beat Jacksonville. So now Jacksonville State gets to go to the tournament. That is the
You just said that it wasn't who they beat.
It wasn't. Jacksonville State is going. They beat Jacksonville.
Whoa, that state makes a big difference.
They need to include that in the March Madness video when you're watching it.
The one shining moment?
Yeah,
like, yeah, they need to have Bellarmine.
And like running, but then it just like they come up to a gate where it goes not allowed.
No access.
Let me see your badges. Hey. They got no badges.
It's like Coach Carter. They have a lock on the gym. Sorry, can't come in.
Coach Carter. Was that a good movie?
Good movie. That's a good. You never seen it?
No, never.
Just check it out.
No, I did see Miracle the other day though.
You like that?
Really good.
You got to be careful. I watched Coach Carter at the movie theater, and all the kids were laughing every time Coach Carter would cry.
Ouch.
You got to watch it at home with the family,
come
I guess.
Guys.
Bellarmine. I want to find out where they are located.
Somewhere in the Atlantic side.
No, Bellarmine is located in Louisville, Kentucky.
Yeah, right down the road.
I'm going there now to protest.
Can you explain to me why that's even a like?
I don't make the rules, Coach.
I don't know. Work for the NCAA. Coach.
No.
I wish I did.
Why would you be penalized for moving up to Division One?
Not sure.
Like, why would you have a 4-year, oh, sorry, you can't play in our tournament clause?
Great question. Don't know.
Like, then if they can't play in the tournament, then why are they in their postseason tournament? Because you're ruining other people's season. If you can't play, if you're ineligible, why are they even playing?
Good point. I don't have that answer.
I get that this has all been decided already. Bellarmine is not making it to the championship, the big dance. They need to be included in one shining moment.
And
away we go.
Alonzo Gomez, this is for you.
Bellarmine, you didn't make it in, but boy, you tried. And they're off, Jim.
Basketball is woven into the fabric of this city.
Let the madness begin.
We've waited 2 years for this.
Well, Bellarmine's going to need to wait 4 more.
The ball is. This brings back bad memories.
A coin flip madness?
Yes, this reminds me of a pandemic. Corona.
Oh, that was the start of it. Oh, dude, it still haunts me.
I mean, that song right there reminds me of eating dinner right across the street from Bridgestone, hearing that they're canceling the SEC tournament.
Dang, Eddie V's.
No.
Right.
It's called Palm.
The Palm.
It's a client dinner. And there were some people there, two people sitting at our dinner being like, oh, we're going to the game. I just got a text that the game's not happening. What do you mean? Yeah, this thing called COVID, man. I don't know. They're canceling this tournament. What do you mean? That means they're going to cancel the NCAA tournament. March Madness is over. What are we going to do?
I remember getting a text. I was in bed, and I woke up to a text from Baser, and it said NHL, and it had the cross sign, like, not happening. NBA, not happening. MLB, not happening. And then she goes, March Madness, not happening. Oh. The Big Four fell all while I was asleep.
Oh,
guys, there's so many memories around March Madness.
I remember the SEC tournament going on. I was out on the streets getting audio right in front of the Country Music Hall of Fame.
Oh, I was having dinner there.
How's it going? I'm Jason Gibbons.
Hey, I was having the fancy dinner. Lunch is knocking on the window.
Hey, guys, can I come in?
What a dichotomy.
I met a couple of listeners, and they're like, "Lady was so excited, she wanted to give me a hug." She goes, "Oh, I know this COVID thing," and I was like, "I'm not a germaphobe." Last person I hugged, that was a stranger. It was that lady on that corner?
What was her name?
I remember her booze.
I don't know, but I was just like,
my nipples rubbed with her.
But
nipples.
But then it got real because then, like 2 days, like I was like, okay, they canceled the SEC tournament. As long as they have the NCAA tournament, I got Kansas 25-1. They're the odds-on favorite to win the national title. Canceled.
It never happened, man.
God.
Then our dumbasses
we
were
do
like
a coin flip madness where we flip over 120 coins.
Hey,
we got to do it this year because Bellarmine has to be in.
No.
We include Bellarmine.
They've got to be the number one seed.
You dumbasses! I had to do a video for every single coin flip.
We can do it off camera and just announce it.
Oh my god! I remember every day I'd go home and I edit another video, and my kids are like, "Another video, Dad?"
Like I want Bellarmine. I wonder if their coach would come on our show.
Coach, you can probably find his phone.
From our track record, I'm going to guess.
Oh, yeah.
Is he in the band Low Cash?
No.
Man, we can't get
him.
Is
his name Ryan Hurd?
Hey, we had Kevin Byard.
Yeah, he's badass.
He was actually the biggest one we've ever landed.
No. The freaking NASCAR driver, Larson.
Oh, we did have Kyle Larson.
Larson, dude. That dude is legit. He is one of the top racers
in
NASCAR.
We had Nancy Lieberman.
Hey, Bryce Mitchell.
We did have him.
Oh, Doug Gasty.
But that was before he was in.
Dude, Sean, what was her name?
Sean Johnson.
Sean Johnson, baby.
Yeah. She was our first guest ever.
Taylor Lewan.
Taylor Lewan. But yeah, yeah, Bellarmine University. I just want to say my heart goes out to you. The NCAA, you are such idiots. You dumbasses.
The ball is tipped.
Private, nonprofit university in Louisville, Kentucky. Average cost after aid is $23,000 a year.
All right, I got bad news for brother.
Oh, no.
Did you see the story?
No, Patrick Mahomes arrested?
In Louisville. The feds.
At Bellarmine University?
I mean, you're talking about Louisville, right? The feds intercepted a package. Suspicious package. They found, how many? 110 fake rings. Super Bowl rings,
oh, no.
Baseball championship rings. I mean, you name it. NBA championship rings, all counterfeit. Dude, you're talking about $345,000 worth of fake merchandise.
This is probably something Pitts ordered. Like,
that's exactly what I thought.
He thought, oh, man, the Chiefs are selling championship rings from the Super Bowl. I'm going to buy one.
But what's the connection to the Chiefs?
One of them was the Patrick Mahomes Super Bowl ring that they were trying to sell.
They didn't win it.
No, a couple years ago.
Coach. That's the one that brother tried to buy.
Paintings?
That girl's doing big things now. Caitlin Snelling.
Is she?
Dude, she does stuff for the Chiefs now. She painted the one for
Sean Lynch.
The other day.
Chris Carson.
Yesterday, she painted me and my wife naked.
I mean, we were making fun of Pitts, but he may have found her before she blew up. I don't think Pitts could afford her now.
Well, he wasn't trying to find her, Coach. Let's be real. He was trying to f*** her.
Oh.
Apparently, these rings were coming from China and headed towards Florida. Contained 30 fake Tampa Bay Buccaneers Super Bowl rings, 110 fake Atlanta Braves World Series rings,
oh no,
10 fake Milwaukee Bucks NBA Championship rings, and 80 fake Kansas City Super Bowl rings.
If there were any Titans ones in there, you know they're fake.
They have one right here, Coach, Eddie George.
Oh, my Coach.
That's funny.
Did they have any in there for Kansas this year? Exactly, because they're not going to win it. I'm sure they had loaded up about 30 Duke ones.
Boys, I did see Zags last night. I mean, they do look legit.
Move out west. You're an Idaho guy. Why don't you move out west and just go and suck them off?
What are you talking about?
Coach, you love the Zags.
Coach, I'd never get to see them. And last night, they played at 8.
They were on at a decent
they
hour.
They played at 8 p.m. Central Time, so I'm like, I can watch this. So
did you like
it.
St. Mary's too, though? St. Mary's?
No. And that's what made me think, like, you called them, what'd you call them? Dark horse?
I didn't say they could win at all. I'm saying they could win a couple games.
Maybe.
Checking the odds.
They lost by, I think, 14.
Okay, that's not bad.
15 last night. But Gonzaga's just good. Like, they are good. They have all the weapons they need. And out of all the basketball that I watched, I mean, I think that they have the best shot, I think, of winning it all.
All right.
I do just by what, and again, I haven't watched a lot of their games, but I kind of just dismiss them because they never play anyone good during the season.
You watched Illinois this year?
I did.
You watched Cockburn?
No.
Don't underestimate the cock. Illinois is one hell of a team, and they got a guy that is rock hard, that is solid, that is not flaccid.
Rock hard.
He is ready to play basketball, and his name is Cockburn.
Is he straight?
He is one.
Or is he curving?
Every time I watch the games, I see on the screen, Cockburn this, Cockburn that, cock, cock, cock.
Coach, I heard we have commercials about crooked penises.
I heard the audio of it.
Yeah, someone sent it in. His name is Kofi Cockburn. He is 7-footer. Coach,
see, I mean, can they capitalize the word cock and then, like, in small letters do burn?
Dude, he hopefully is cashing in on those. What are those?
NFTs.
Yes. Is NFT the same as NFT?
Yeah, hey, Cockburn averages 21 points a game.
NFT, a non-fungible token.
Uh-huh.
Is that the same as what the players can get when they advertise in college and get paid?
Oh, no. That's not an NFT. It's called a
NIL.
NIL.
My bad. Wrong acronym.
I thought that sounded off.
Name, image, likeness.
Yes. So who do you like? Who are the number ones? Zaga.
Gonzaga will be a number one seed. Arizona will be a number one seed.
I haven't seen Arizona. Not one game.
That's a guy that knows March Madness. Coach, they're very close to being the favorite to win the whole
thing.
Coach,
the West Coast, I just haven't seen these teams. Are they mountain? Well, what are they?
I mean, the West Coast is where a lot of the good ones are.
No.
Who else is a number one seed?
UCLA.
I don't think Kansas should be a number one seed, but they're talking about they could be.
Is Baylor going to make it up there?
They could be a number one seed. If they win the Big 12 tournament, they'd be a number one seed.
Who's stopping them?
Duke.
In the Big 12.
Kansas, Texas, Texas Tech. I mean, there's a lot.
Hey, for Coach K, you got to give him an honorary number one seed.
Oh, that's true.
That'd be nice.
They always do. They love to give Duke. And they, you know what they'll do? They'll make sure that he has the easiest path to the, you know, championship.
Usually the number one does, Coach.
No, they usually try to make sure all the shit teams are over in their
bracket.
Coach,
come on.
Yeah.
No easier than going straight
to
Kansas.
Hey, you know who Duke doesn't want to see in the first round? Bellarmine. But don't worry, they won't have to.
That does suck.
It's so stupid. Like, it is so stupid.
Duke better hope they don't run into Vanderbilt, and not because Scottie Pippen's son plays for him, because Scottie Pippen's ex-wife goes to all the games, and those Duke players are going to be watching Larsa all game long and not be focused.
What's her name?
Larsa Pippen.
Yeah, you better hope you don't run into Larsa Pippen.
And it's an ex?
Your players are going to be throwing up bricks.
You ever lived up? Hey, Google image her. Real quick.
Larsa Pippen?
Yeah, she's a hottie. Oh, man. I may take Bellarmine to win one game in the tournament, even though they're not in, because I'm so pissed off.
I love throw it away,
Larsa. Oh, my. And that's the mom?
Yeah.
And she even said on her show, she's single right now, she says, I don't care if you're rich, poor, a truck driver. If you're a good truck driver, I'll date you.
Hey.
She wants you good at what you do.
Tim's like, hmm?
Oh, okay. I mean, imagine if you're
Coach. Their son is playing for
Vanderbilt.
Andy?
Yes. So
dude, he's awesome, too. He puts up like 30 a game.
Hey, are his teammates like,
that's exactly what I was going to say.
Dude, your mom, dude.
Hey, your mom's a milk. Oh, Shay, shut up.
Bro, can I date your mom?
Hey, dude, can I meet your mom? Can I meet your mom?
How about his
dad? That's Scottie
Pippen.
Who cares about his dad?
His dad ain't hot. His dad ain't hot. Well, maybe to some. But.
What are you talking about?
What? All right. Happy Wednesday, guys.
We're done.
Hey,
what?
We actually talked sports today.
Coach, we had a lot to talk about.
There was a lot to talk
about. More lifestyle, less sports.
You're right. We'll do that on Friday.
Yeah. Oh, man.
That's a t-shirt.
I can't believe it.
Unless you want to do a show tomorrow. Do you want to do a show tomorrow?
No.
Okay.
Eddie.
Depends on the pre-record.
I mean, Coach, I swear, if there's breaking news, this dude wants to break in and go live.
Because he thinks he's Adam Schefter.
I mean, what's...
Come so on. What did Rogers call out Schefter? Was Schefter not right on the contract?
I don't think Schefter tweeted the contract.
Schefter's like the dude in college who never proofread his essays. He just, hey, type it up real quick, send it.
I don't think I ever saw Adam Schefter tweet the contract details.
Coach, he's just the one that we
I think it was someone else.
Okay.
So get off Schefter.
Give him a break.
You know, one time Schefter's gonna tweet something so quick he's actually gonna tweet a D-pick.
I was thinking the same thing. No, remember, new girl, Cats by 90, she said he has two phones. I bet the other phone is for the D-picks.
Probably.
Cats by 90, baby.
Oh, Kentucky might be a one.
Auburn, because they won the SEC. So
it's Gonzaga, Arizona, Kentucky, Auburn. There you go, four of them.
Wow. I don't think they're going to get two from the SEC.
I don't think they can.
Well, you can.
You can do whatever you want.
You can do whatever the hell you want. I mean, they didn't let Bellarmine in. They're
both south.
Yeah.
They wouldn't do that.
All right. All right. Have a great Wednesday.
All right. You too, Coach. Yeah. Ray, have a good Wednesday,
dude. My new favorite team, Bellarmine. Guys, the words we missed, Green Bay, it is correctly pronounced Green Bay. Pedestool, it is correctly pronounced
Pedestool.
I still think it says stool.
No. Recess. We called it, I think it was me, called it Resass.
Resat.
Okay.
Resass.
And then Aaron Rodgers, Lunch accidentally called him Aaron Razors.
No, that was me.
That was Eddie. Oh, man. All right. Hey, but as a Cowboys fan, you should be happy today. No more Russell Wilson. The NFC just got easier and easier.
It's wide open, dude.
It's wide open.
Super Bowl, baby.
I mean, for real. There ain't many teams to stop you.
Yeah.
All right.
I just know what we're going to do with our receivers over there.
You're gonna have
my son's like, guys, Dad, who do we have left? I'm like,
you have Gallup,
Cedric Wilson,
CeeDee Lamb, Dalton Schultz.
No, who's the 85? My son was like, my son remembered his name. I'm like, oh yeah, there's that guy too. A guy that showed up during one game.
I don't know who it
when is. They were all hurt. I forget what his name is.
Cedric Wilson.
No, that's
I know. That's all I got.
Hey, Cowboys. The only thing you need to stop them is a 20-yard line to 13 seconds on the clock.
Coach, we tried to give the ball to the ref, Coach.
All you need to stop the Cowboys is say it's playoffs.
Okay. Give the ball to the ref, Dak.
Are you talking about Noah Brown?
Noah Brown. That's it. My son goes, you have Noah Brown. I'm like, shut up. Come on.
Hey, you need it. You know how you stop the Cowboys? Tell them it's January.
Okay, we're done. Time to go.
Oh, man.
All right, we're done.
Hey, you know how you stop the Cowboys? Tell them, hey, Pro Bowl's next weekend. Oh, man.
Can I buzz?
Oh, yeah, you don't want to do one?
No, I don't.
You know what'll make you feel better if you do one?
No, I don't have one.
Hey, Ray, you got one?
No, I already gave mine.
Oh, that was it? Okay.
Okay.
Hey, Hey, you know how you stop the Cowboys?
What?
Tell them it's a new year. Oh, man. All right,
goodbye, everyone.
Wow, that was good.
Sons of.
Hey, you know how you stop the Cowboys?
No.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
At JCPenney, fashion counts for everybody and everybody. It's spring, and with the weather changing and so many great things coming up like Mother's Day and the Wind Down Tour, I definitely need a fresh spring wardrobe for every occasion. This spring, I'm looking for that perfect flowy spring dress for Mother's Day, as well as replacing my everyday basics. That's what I love about JCPenney. They have so many stylish and comfortable options that I always find just what I'm looking for there. Spring is a feel-good season and comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. The fashion at JCPenney is the same way. Refresh your wardrobe this spring with styles that gets you something to wear that fits your favorite moments of the season at prices that feel just as good. Discover brands that get you and put style and comfort first, like Worthington and Liz Claiborne for her, each in women's petite and plus sizes, and Stafford and Mutual Weave for him, style and comfort for all, even big and tall. Plus even more for the whole family like Levi's and Exertion. Here, spring comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. JCPenney, make everybody count.